Medrash Rabbah comments on Ruth, the first page of the Mar Makomos. Perek Hey. Amr Yitzchak Bar Miryon, Ba'akas of La Medcha, Shem Adam Osa Mitzvah Yasana Belev of Shalom. If a person performs a mitzvah, he should do so with a full heart and enthusiasm. She'ilu Hayar Uvin Yodeh Shekarish Baruch Hu Machtiv Alav Vayishma Ruvin Vayatzileim Vayadam. Had Ruvin known that Karish Baruch Hu would have written about him in the Torah, Vayishma Ruvin Vayatzileim Vayadam, V'ksefa Yamalichu Eitzel Aviv, he would have ran to save Yosef in a much more robust fashion than what he actually did. He would have picked him up on his shoulders and brought it to Yaakov Avinu right away. V'ilu Hayodeh Aaron Shekarish Baruch Hu Machtiv Alav, he would have gotten a marching band. So had these individuals known that they would have been recorded Litov in Tanakh, they would have done what they did, which is a good thing, in a much more robust, enthusiastic fashion. I bumped into Rabbi Hirsch today in Yeshiva. Yes, what are we talking about tonight? So I said, donor plaques. So he said, the Jews of Rashba, which we're going to quote in a minute, of course, it's rather, she said, when he was in Skokie, he had a teacher for Ivrit, Rabbi Eisenberg's father from Chicago, who said that the word machtiv is very strange because it's not the usual verbiage. So he had a shot in it, but I looked in the Bar Ilan, actually appears 10 times in Medrash in different contexts. It's not absolutely unique, but it is a little bit of an unusual word. But okay, be that to me. Machtiv. Fine, so this Medrash is quoted lahalacha, so to speak, in the Tshuvas HaRashba, which is the topic of our discussion tonight. Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph, the second page of the Mar Makomos. HaRashba was asked about someone who had a house next door to the shul, and they wanted to expand the shul into the house. He wanted to donate the house so they could expand the shul. So the Balabatim had tainas because those who bought seats in the Mizrach wouldn't be sitting in the Mizrach anymore if they expanded to this guy's house. So however they worked out that problem, then the question was that this Balabas wanted to put up a plaque with his name on the wall that he donated the shul in, so that there would be a testament to his donation. And the Balabatim weren't so into that. They wanted to protest. So the Rashba writes, this is now in the third page of the Mar Makomos in the Tshuva, I don't think that the tzibur can protest neither min adin v'lo min aroi, and it's not appropriate anyway. Mikam et stodim. Ki amakdish v'abona mishalo l'shamayim mi ma'akev al yodim mi l'hafkish v'al mishalo. It's his property. He wants to donate it to the shul, so let him write whatever he wants on his property. He can protest if someone else wants to do that, to be makdish his property and do what he wants with it. Also, they have the donor's name written on the wall, and that's a common practice. It's a midas chachamim, and it's an old practice. Kidei litein schar lasas mitzvah. So it's appropriate to give recognition to people who do mitzvahs, and the Torah does it itself. And if the Torah does it, so we have to follow the midas of the Torah. And then he quotes our Medrash Rabbah and all its examples. He concludes at the very end, he quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kufla Megillah Amud Beis. There the Gemara is talking about Yosi ben Yoezer. Yosi ben Yoezer had a son that he wanted to disinherit, so he figured out a way of donating the property to Hekdesh. And then the Gemara there has a comment that they took note of it. They wrote it down. Amdu Sham Kasvu. Yosi ben Yoezer Hekdesh Achas Beno Hekdesh Eish. Mikana Talamit says the Rashba, Sheyunogin Lifto Kain Shmo Samakdishin Lishamayim. That was a practice even the Beis HaMikdash. They would write down what people donated, Leo Sam Lisi Karon Tov Al Mitzvos, Lifto Delos Osa Mitzvah. Number one, to have a record. And number two, it sounds like to encourage other people to follow the lead of those people who already donated and give recognition to that end. There is a comment to the Ritva in that Gemara in Bava Basra Kufla Megimel, and that line, under the Kasva, they got up and they wrote. What do they write? So the Ritva has two deos. Number one, it's not the Marmar Kamas. Number one, he quotes Yesh Omrim, that they wrote it in the Pinkas. They had a ledger of whoever donated money to the Beis HaMikdash. So they made a notation in the ledger that Yosef ben Yoas, your son, donated what he donated. The Yesh Omrim, Shayu Kosvim Sefer Min HaKdeshos, Kedeshi Yehizekhu LaMakdishim. That it was a public thing. It was a publicly available book. The first thing is that it was a Pinkas. They had their own internal notes to know who donated. And the second day, they wrote a sefer, Kedeshi Yezechu L'makdishim, Ki Roy L'haskir L'doros, Masim Tovim Sh'osim Minei Adam. It should be there for posterity. There's the Medrash quotes, he quotes our Medrash. So in the Parsha sheet, Neveya Heichal, from a few years ago, he quotes some as saying that maybe these 2 days in the Ritva are arguing in this Rashba. The second day is assumed like the Rashba, that Yudafka should publicize donations to Tzaka. And the first day that they wrote in the Pinkas may be arguing that they kept their own notation, but it wasn't in a public way. But then he says, not necessarily, maybe they were talking about, it wasn't Shayach to put a plaque on the wall. They donated the Zav. The Zav was going to be used for whatever. It wasn't, didn't have Kedushas HaMikdash per se, Kedushas Pedag HaBayis, and then they do whatever they would do with it, to sell it, to use it. So you couldn't write it on the Zav, so there are different ways of keeping notes. But okay.
What would they have done with the Pinkas?
What would they have done? It would stay in the Ginsburg's office, and if they ever needed to look something up, they'd have the access. They didn't have a Google Doc to share it. So this Rashba is presumably quoted Lahalacha by the Rambam. Take a look at the next page of the Marmar Kamas, Hilchos Taka, Simen Reish Mem Tes, Se'if Yud Gimel. Says the Rambam, if you're Gimel, Al Kolpanim Lo Yispar HaAdam Mitzdaka Shenos. And a person shouldn't held himself high because of the Mitzdaka that he gives. He shouldn't be boastful. V'im Mispa'er Lo Dai She'enu Mekabel Schar. If he's going to be boastful about the Mitzdaka he gives, not only does he not get reward, Ela Filo Ma'anishim Asola, he may even be punished. U'mikol Mokom Misha Makdish Davar L'Tzedaka. Nevertheless, if someone donates something to Tzedaka, Mutulo Sheyichtov Shmo Alav, it's permissible to write his name in association with that object, or literally on the object, Sheyehelo Lizikaron, so it should be for a permanent record, V'roy L'Asos Kein, and it's appropriate to do it. Not only is it mutter, but it's a good thing to do, it's appropriate. Says the Taz, if Katan Dalid, on the right margin, V'nir HaTam, why is it appropriate to take note of the donation, to write it Luzi Karon? The Nafkamina Mizeh, She'oz lo yuchlu atzibur l'shano sasadavr l'midi acharina. Because then, the tzibur won't be able to redirect, or reassign, or reappropriate the donation that he gave. If there's a record that it's his name's there, then they can't do something else with it, or they can't remove his association with that donation. What's the Ramah Reish Nuntes Seif Gimel? Take a look at the next pages in the Marim Mekamos. The Mechaber there writes, Yisrael Shez Nadev Nera Menor LeBeis HaKnesses. If someone donates a candle or lamp to the Beis HaKnesses, in the Shtaka Shem Baila Me'ala, if people forget who the donor was, there's no association between the donor and the object. Shein and Nikri Sashmo, it's no longer known as the Kohn family lamp. So then they can use it for other things. Skipping to the Rama at the end, but wherever the name is engraved on the object donated, so then that's considered lo nishtaka, and you can't change it for some other use. The menorah we're talking about is not the fuel, but it's the actual candelabra, the actual lamp. Right. So if a lamp's donated to a shul,
in principle, the shul can reassign the lamp and use it without. If there's an explicit contract or understanding for how it was given bistam, so then as long as the association to the donor is no longer there, they have the right to redirect it or use it for some other purpose in theory. Rav Zilberstein has the following shaila in printed in Chashukei Chemed in Megillah Daf Ches.
The dog. Yeah, the guy wanted to name the shul
as
donating the shul.
Yeah.
Zecher Nishmas, his dog,
he
loved his dog.
Uh-huh. He wanted. No, different shiloh. So his shiloh was someone had donated a shul or had given money to the shul. The shul was known by that person's name, and then someone else comes along and wants to refurbish the shul. They have the right to rename the shul. I'll shame the refurbisher and remove the name of the original donor. That's like some of us remember we used to have the Joel Jablonski campus in Yeshiva that somehow became the Wolf campus, or the Tannenbaum Hall that became Zeisman Hall. So are you allowed to do that? Can you reassign or rename based on new donors? There's any of you see the Israeli film Sala from the 1950s, Ephraim Kishon? Classic early film. So it's about this the trials and travails of this Yemenite Oleh in the Mabarot in the early years of the state. So one of the scenes in this black and white movie is this guy sees the JNF workers come, and they have this big sign that this forest is donated, whatever, the Cohn family from New York, and the Cohn family of New York comes to see the forest that they donated. And then the Cohn family leaves, and then the worker comes and takes down that sign and puts up the sign that this is donated by the Schwartz family, and then the Schwartz family comes and they show him the sign of the fire that they donated. Anyway, so that's this issue here. Someone donated the shul and someone else wants to refurbish it. Can they refer to the shul based on the name of the refurbisher? So take a look. I'm going to come back to the Taz, but take a look at the Piskei Tshuva back on the first page. Simen Reish Mem Tes Sif Katan Gimel. He quotes the Shuvas Amunas Shmuel. I'm not sure who the Amunas Shmuel was. Piskei Tshuva Sifkatan Gimel. The Amunas Shmuel was asked about a Gabbai Tzedaka, where the Gabbai Tzedaka wanted public recognition of the efforts that he undertook for the Tzedaka that he collected. He wasn't the one who donated the money, but he collected the money. So the response was that, no, if you donate the money, so then you have the right to have a plaque. But if you're just collecting the money, lo magiela. So Zilberstein quotes that, and he says the thing. So when it comes to, he has the following, so what's the refurbisher doing? If he's just facilitating, that's one level. If he's actually totally reconstructing the whole shul, that may be something else. But he notes the following maramakom. The Psukim in Malachim by the Arba Mitzarayim, left Shomron. Why do they leave Shomron? They were Mitzoras. Why do they have to leave? Because what's the din? A Mitzor has to leave an ear that's Mekafes Chom and Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun. Shomron was built by Omri, who was way after Yeshua Ben Nun. So why do they have to leave Shomron? Wasn't Shomron not an ear Mekafes Chom and Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun? So he notes that Targum Yonasan translates, the Pasuk says, Malachim Aleph, Kapitel, Tesvav, Tesayin, Vayiken, Esahar, Shamron, Me'eth, Shemer. Omri, Melech Yisrael, bought the mountain of Shamron from Shemer. Vayikras, Shema'ir, Asher, Bana, Al Shem, Shemer, Adoni, Yahar. And he called the city Shamron. So Pasuk on the Pasuk, he built the city from scratch. Says the Targum Yonasan. Vayiken, Esahar, is the Zavin Yaskracha. He bought the city. And he quotes the Radak and says the same thing. He thinks that he was bothered by this problem. Had the city been built from scratch, then it's not an Ir Mukafetz Chol Mos Yeshua Ben Nun. You don't send out the Mitzvah. It must be that it was an Ir Mukafetz Chol Mos Yeshua Ben Nun, but Omri bought the city and rezoned it, refurbished it. And then that gave him the right to refer to the city Al Shem Shomron. So he thinks you have a riot from there, that if you refurbish a shul, you're a Koneh in a new way, so then you have the right to call it Al Shem, the refurbisher. Okay, so
back. Well, I take off the name from the first person. Do we say that as via Yechokok, your name on your Nadava?
Right.
There's a shame for it, so you can't just
Get rid of it.
Right, so you have to figure out how to navigate that. I'm sorry?
Can we assume it fell apart?
That the shul fell apart?
Yeah, meaning they're
right, so you donated a nice shul, and then it fell apart, and so your donation, your time has expired.
Right, like,
yeah. Maybe. Okay, good. So anyway, let's get back here. That's the Tav. The Tav says, this din in the Ramah, that you're allowed to have a notation of the donation, is for that nafkamina, you shouldn't be able to take away the donation from the donor shouldn't be redirect without the donor's permission. The Shach writes in the Kudas HaKesef, where did the Tav get that from? L'chinam bada tamili, we made this up. The real source of this Ramah is the Rashba that we started with. Sham Mefurish Tam Acher, totally different reason. Yesh Nafkamina L'dinamei Natamim. Because according to the Taz's reason, let's say the Tzibur is going to pledge that they're not going to redirect the donation, they'll sign the contract, so you don't have to have the plaque. But if the reason is the Rashba, it's nothing to do with avoiding the possibility that the donation is going to be directed. It's to give cover to the person. To the person who donated, to be machshir of the mitzvah stock, and to encourage other people to donate as well. So, irrespective of whether there's a concern that they might be redirected, you have the right to, and perhaps the imperative to, put up that plaque. So the Ramah says, that's the basis, the Shach says, that's the basis of the Ramah, this Tshuva Sarashba, nothing to do with the Taz's consideration. Ravovner has an interesting attempt to kind of limit the intent of the Rashba and the Ramah. Take a look at the next page of the Ramah Kamer, so two pages hence. Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Hey Simen Kuf Lamedalid Os Hey, Chelek Hey Simen Kuf Lamedalid Os Hey. He says that in principle, even when it comes to Staka, it's better to be tzanua. Derech hatznius b'tzdaka hu hamufchor. What's the Rashba talking about? What's the Ramah talking about? Gam yirad, the Mashiach of Ramah, v'roi lasas kein, hainu le'inyin etzem lasas ikaron, to have some notation, could go and lift up a pinkas akila to write in the ledger. O b'makam acher. Aval ein za omer, d'roi lasas kein dafkal davar hamukdash. Doesn't mean you have to put the stamp, you write your name on the actual chefet that you donated to the shul. Right? All the Ramah says is Misha Makdish Tavar L'Tzedakah Mutar Lo Sheyichtav Shmo Alav Shehelel L'Zikaron. Does Alav mean on the chefet, that if you donate a mantle, you write your name on the mantle, if you donate an aron, you write the name on the aron? Or Yichtav Shmo Alav is in reference to? So he thinks the latter, that it doesn't mean you have to write it, engrave it on the chefet of Shal Mitzvah. Just there should be a notation, and even that should be bitznius. I minaga olam, you write the name on the mantle. So that's for two reasons. Number one, so there's a consideration lahaskir osei mitzvah. Even though arguably that could apply to any donation of tzedakah, what's unique about the mantle? I'm not sure. But then he says a second reason, because there's a whole dion. Are you really, let's say you commission a Sefer Torah that you donate to the shul. So is that migareya from your mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah? So it could be, even if you donate to the shul, it should be clear that you still retain bialis. So that's a way of ensuring that you're retaining bialis and not giving up in any way your mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah that you had accomplished by commissioning the Sefer Torah. Rav Sturmbach has a different kind of limitation here as well. Shuvas van Hagos Chelek Beis Simen Tav Pei Aleph, in the previous page of the Marmar Kamos, Chelek Beis Simen Tav Pei Aleph. So he is slightly bothered by a steer, if you will, between the Reish and the Seif and the Ramah. What does that mean? The Ramah starts off very strong that you should be Mispar Bitzdaka, and if you do so, you're going to punish you. And then he says, then you can write your name on the plaque. So how does that all fit? So he says, there's a difference between giving tzedakah to an ani and giving tzedakah to an institution. If you give tzedakah to an ani, so then there's no room for publicity. That should be done b'tachlis atznias. But if you're giving tzedakah to an institution,
So then there's a consideration to have some publicity, even if you don't want it, because it's for the benefit of the tzibur. People will see that someone donated, and then they'll be encouraged to donate. And it's for the benefit of the person's children. They'll see that the father was a Baal Staka, and they'll want to follow in his footsteps and be Baal Staka also. So if it's a private donation to an ani, then there's no room for piersim. If it's for a tzibur, for a shul, for something public, so then there are other considerations that would justify the piersim. There is a tshuva of the Maram Shik. Tshuva of Maram Shik Yerodei Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. He was asked the following question. A mumeres who was married to a non-Jew and wanted to donate something to a shul, and she wanted to have a plaque donated by the mumeres. So number one, are they allowed to accept the donation? And number two, can they write the plaque? So he discusses machlokas haposkin, can you accept a donation? Under what parameters can you accept a donation from a mumer, from a mumeres? Because there is a din in Arachayim, Simon Kuf Nun Dalid, that you can accept certain chafatim shel mitzvah from a mumer, but is that limited to those chafsei mitzvah, the actual things that are used for mitzvah? Is it more expansive to include donations for shul or other stakas? So he deals with that. That's the bulk of the tshuva. But as far as writing the name, he says that's definitely a ganai to have the name of mumeres memorialized in a shul or in any public way. He does acknowledge that if it's a situation where there are many people donating together and it's kind of a tarovis of different donations, then there's more grounds to potentially be makel. There is a fascinating tshuva of the Marsham. Marsham is not known for his chumros, but this is interesting. Marsham Chelek Vav Simen Yud. Chelek Vav Simen Yud. He was asked a similar question. A woman who donated something to the shul from women, and she wove a cover. It sounds like it was a cover to put on the shulchan on the shul or on the bima. So she made a, what do you call the cover on the shulchan? Is there a name for that? Cover and a shulchan. Yeah. Right. So she donated a cover for the shulchan and the beam and the shul, and she embroidered in that her name, but it was a tarti l'reisa. It was a non-Jewish name, and it was not in Hebrew characters. It was in the vernacular. So it was written in the vernacular, and it was a vernacular name. So the Marsham is very opposed to this. As he says, first of all, why do you have a non-Jewish name? It sounds like the Maram Shik over here. He quotes the Maram Shik, but im shimsa shma v'itziga osa b'kino kifi shikarna akum kenag v'zmanaseh v'yesh v'zat puko michshol lios b'chlal ma'ach v'agula. Because we were a nigel from Mitzrayim al shaloshinu l'shonam, so someone now is going to daf use a non-Jewish name, so then that's ma'ach v'agula. We spoke about that Parsha Shmos once. So then he says, even if it was a Jewish name written in non-Jewish letters, that would also bother him. This suggestion was that they should, can't just remove the cover from the shulchan, so they should take a piece of material and write the proper Hebrew name in Hebrew letters and cover the existing, they should sew this additional material on the existing shulchan cover to cover up, what was there, like the Beis Yitzchak that I published, Beis Yitzchak Lamed Gimel, there was a printer error on the cover, it said Lamed Zion. So you have to put on stickers that said Lamed Gimel to cover all those Lamed Zions. So the same thing, put a sticker on the Amud to cover up the non-Jewish name written in non-Jewish characters. There is a shuvah of the Basala Chachma, which is the last page of the Maram Chachma, which is the Basala Stern. So he talks about a similar situation to the Maram Shik. This is Chelek Gimel. Sorry, Chelek Gimel Simen Mem Aleph, Oth Tes Zayin.
So again, a mummer wanted to donate. The verse he distinguishes, he says, a mummer that's mamish and apostate is worse than stam mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos isn't as bad as a mummer in this regard to publicize his name. And he says, if the mummer is going to give money in a way that he has no say in how the money is going to be directed, so then that's okay. And if you have a list of donors, you can include his name in the list of donors. And he says that to have a policy that you're not going to accept any donations for the community from someone who's not observant, that's, so to speak, exergen sibri yichol lamed bo. He says, nimsim b'avin usein ha-rabim, mostas ha-torah ha-charedim, beris Yisrael b'gola, heimis raglu l'kabal n'davis m'chal ha-shabbis b'ferhesya, v'rak mostas ha-chadim b'lvad sholtim b'rucha m'monim afamim l'kabal n'davis b'chal ha-shabbis b'ferhesya. It's only broyers that doesn't accept such donations. V'aleim tov ha-bracha, elstricht, aleim tov ha-bracha tov, avarubim m'machriya v'kabal n'idvaseyim l'binyan mostaseyim l'asakas talmidim. So we can't hold ourselves to such standards not to accept donations from Mechalei Shabbos. There is a Drashas Chasam Sofer. This is the connection to Chanukah now. Drashas Chasam Sofer, L'Chanukah, printed in volume 1 of his Drashas, page 130, Tav Kuf Pei Vav. He quotes a Medrash, Hadudaim, Pasuk Shir Shirim Zayim, Hadudaim Nasnu Reach. So the Dudaim gave fragrant smell. The Al Pischeinu Kol Negadim. And on our doorways are all delicacies. Kosem Medrash. Hadudaim Zeruvein. Reference to Dudai Ruvein. The Al Pischeinu Zener Chanukah Shal Pesach. And then it goes on, the rest of the Pasuk. Chadashim Gam Yishanim Dodi Tzafanti Lach. There the Gemara says in Erevin, Kaf Aleph, Chadashim Dvarim Shechidshu Sofrim. Those are the Rabbanans. Gam Yishanim Heimet Divrei Torah. And also the old stuff, the Torah. So that's a little bit strange. It sounds like the Divrei Sofrim are the Iker and the Torah is the Tafel. The Rabbanans are the Iker and the Raisins are the Tafel. Chadashim, Dvarim Shechidshu Sofrim, and Gan Yishanim, the Raisins also. So what's Pshat? The things as follows. That's a reference, Divrei Sofrim, to the Pirsumei Nisa that we have by the Rabbanans. So he says, it's really the Medrash quoted by the Rashba, that HaKadosh Baruch is Mefarsim Osei Mitzvah. So he says like this, Hadudaim Nasnu Reach Zeruvein, Zeruvein taught us this notion of having Pirsum for a Mitzvah. The Al Pischeinu Zener Chanukah. And that notion of Pirsum, if for Reuven the Torah told us that it's appropriate to have Pirsum, so Kavachomer, that we should be Mefarsim, the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how are we Mefarsim that? Al Pischeinu Zener Chanukah, you Mefarsim it by putting the Ner Chanukah Al HaPesach. And that's what it means, Chadashim Gam Yeshanim. So the Iker Pirsumei Nisa is for the Rabbanans, for Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, Dalai Kosos. So those are defined by Pirsumei Nisa. So those Rabbanans have to be done in a fashion of Pirsum. So Reuven is a model for the notion of Pirsum in the context of what he did. And then we expand from that, Al Pischeinu Zener Chanukah, that the Rabbanans that highlight the Nisim and the Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us, that is to be done by Pirsum. Okay, we'll stop here.